when my sister was born, I was 7 years old, and you know, we had to leave home, mm-hmm. because, and we went to this neighbor's house, and she had May apples. She's born May the 29th. So we were under this tree all day long eating apples and sick that night. And somebody asked me the other day when I was telling that, because I made a little speech at my sister's birthday party. And I remember that we were sick, but I don't remember taking any medicine or doing anything. I guess we just suffered it out. And then when my brother was born, in 3 more years, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and Daddy came to our room and said, "Hey, would y'all like to go to Granny's and spend the night?" And I said, "I wouldn't." But we had to. We went out there. Well, I did all the cooking. That's how old I was. Let's see. I didn't look after the baby, but I did all other things. And I remember, just as well as anything, my daddy had people at Calhoun. Well, at that time, Calhoun was like New York is to us now.
Oh,
because
my
God. That was a long way, and they came, and it was nearly lunchtime. But I remember making a devil's food cake for lunch that day. What about that?
Gosh.
And then,
you had only been, 10, 11 years old, huh?
About 10, I guess.
Gosh.
11.
A 10-year-old could do that nowadays.
And see, when my sister, the baby, was born, it was in September the 28th, so we were farmers, and Daddy said, they were up getting ready for the baby to come, I guess. Said, we have to hurry. And y'all picked a lot of cotton today because we sure have a lot of work to do. So I knew what was happening. I knew just as well what was happening.
You were wise.
So when I came home that day at lunch, well, my sister and brother and a cousin were in the window yelling, "Oh, we have a little baby sister. We have a little baby sister." And I said, "I don't want to see a little bit." I would look at her. I would look at her at lunchtime. But that night, somebody came in to see. And of course, they just were in the bed with Mama. Uh-huh. And I had to take the lamp so they could see the baby. But she was more like my child than my sister. You know, people tell the children they know too much now, but we didn't know enough. She had the room wasn't sealed, so she, on one of the rafters, she had a nail, and she had the basket like you have peaches in now, mm-hmm. that you get, and she had everything. Well, I just got every night I looked to see what Mama made the day before, and after the baby came, then they'd all say, "Oh, isn't that pretty?" And I thought, goodness, I've already seen that a long time ago. But now they know too much, though. I think children do, because it's my great-great niece. She's going to have a little brother in about a month, and she knows all about it. And then the little boy, who was a cousin of the little girl, was at our niece reunion last Sunday. He's going around there and telling everybody that Erica Grace was going to have a little brother that was in her mama's stomach. That's which was true. but as I say, we didn't know enough. Why they didn't tell us, I don't know.
So you were born in 19... Do you remember when women got the vote?